This show is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show.
What's going on?
Well, I can't ever remember. I can't remember if the E comes first or the C two or the C comes first.
C two E two. Chicago Comics and Entertainment Exposition.
That's what it's called. Oh, you see, there you have to kind of know what it stands for.
Well, not that difficult, but yeah, I can understand. It comes out, or the letters go alphabetically. C2E2.
Okay.
Figure that out.
I guess that's what I got. I guess that's what I got to do then. I guess got remember alphabetically.
And you only got one numeral to remember, although it occurs twice.
It's another exciting episode of Best of the Rest Previews.
Yes, world. Monthly previews where we go through the catalog and see what's coming up in a couple months. This is the February catalog, so that will be books that are coming out in April or later.
Or is that April of 2018 or April of 2019?
You're trying to goad me into making a Black Mass comment, and I'm not going to buy it. I'm not going to buy it on it.
Okay, April of 2020.
I'm keeping my mouth shut. I'm not going to go off on a tear this time. I've done that too many times.
Well, I did hear that the Cala Exit third printing is supposed to come out this week. So they've done three printings of issue one, but they can't get issue two out.
I'm keeping my eye. I'm not going to say. Yeah.
We'll just leave it at that. Cause I only pick one, and I swore, after listening to everybody, I swore I wasn't going to get any, and I get the one, and it's like, this is great, and then I'm let down like the rest of them. So I know the pain.
I'm not buying any more single issues from Black Mask. I will buy
trades. Just hoopla the trades. Yeah.
There's one exception. There's one book that came out that I really enjoyed, and that came out almost on a monthly schedule, and it's done that twice, is Kim and Kim.
Oh, it came out on a monthly schedule twice?
Both volumes, four issues each, and they both came out.
Oh, okay. It's not like one issue came out for in a two-month span. It was like four times, a four-issue arc came out monthly twice.
You know, and to be honest, I can't say that it came out exactly 30 days. I mean, it may have been 5 weeks or something, but it did come out on a regular enough basis that it was...
It kind of seemed irregularly. Yeah. It had some regularity to it. Well, compared to the others,
yeah,
yes.
That's it. And the creator on that, Madeline Visaggio, is going to be at C2E2. I'm thinking of going, finding her at whatever booth she's at, and just thanking her for getting that book out on time. But we'll see. But I'm digressing.
Yeah, maybe we... I wonder if we ought to go by and harass the Black Mask booth.
It would be more fun if Aaron was going to be with us and we could do it. Cause Aaron's,
you know, it might be worth just flying him out for that.
Yeah, because Aaron is the best at harassing people, all of us.
Maybe we ought to do a GoFundMe just so we can get him out there. Because I don't think his wife will let him.
Yeah, well, that's the problem. Could he go even with a GoFundMe? I think she's like...
But anyway, you ready to dive into these previews?
I am ready.
Okay. Well, I don't think there's really anything there in previews publications. Of course, there's a Game Trade magazine, which looks like it has a Star Wars something on the front that's got me intrigued. But we get enough Star Wars from some other podcasts, so we'll move on. Not that I don't enjoy the Star Wars talk.
Yeah, that's just kind of out of our realm.
So, anyway, Dark Horse Comics, and we lead off with Black Hammer, Age of Doom.
Yes, this is well, for lack of a better term, I guess it's the second volume of, you know, there was Black Hammer, and then he went off and did these tie-ins, Sherlock Frankenstein, and they're going to be starting this Dr. Star and the Kingdom of Lost Tomorrows, but this is actually, I think, the continuing the Black Hammer storyline from the first.
Yeah, so is it just like a doing it in a volume ways, or is it just doing a new number one? You get so, you know, you get so many numbers in and it's fatigue and people don't pick it up because, oh, I don't want to have to pick up the other 11 issues, and you just start off with number one so you get more sales? Or,
well, I, they don't.
Is it just a, go ahead.
They don't seem to be doing it as a volume wise because the name is different. It's not just Black Hammer. It's Black Hammer Age of Doom, and they're giving it a number one, so it's...
Well, I mean, is there something against continual numbering in series? Like, you know, I'm going to look a little bit ahead, but in this previews issue is a milestone in comics history as we get Action Comics 1000. Right?
Right.
But then you see where when Bendis gets Superman for DC, they're going to renumber Superman all the way back to number one. So it's Rebirth Volume 2, basically. So there's this, I don't understand, and I guess we're getting off topic of our previews of, you know, us purists love numberings to keep going on, but I guess the financial is that you should renumber stuff occasionally because it picks up sales. But then you don't reach landmarks like Action Comics 1000 unless you take all the volumes and add them up together, and then you kind of worry about the math that added all that up.
Right. I don't know what the driving force behind this is. Like I say, the title is different, so you can make the argument, well, it's not Black Hammer, it's Black Hammer Age of Doom. But if you read the solicit on it, you know, it pretty clearly says that this, you know...
It picks up after the last issue.
So...
And shouldn't there be a colon there? Black Hammer colon Age of Doom?
Yeah. Properly speaking, it should be.
Okay. But, anywho. Okay, Black Hammer. We love Black Hammer. Lemire, can he do any wrong? Apparently not.
It's difficult for him to do wrong.
Possible. All right, and then I see next of their Gem of the Months is Xerxes, Fall of the House of Darius from Frank Miller. It's the continuation of... Well, I don't know if it's the sequel to 300 or... Because I thought there was something after 300, and then there's this. But maybe I'm thinking movie-wise, not comic-wise.
I don't know. In the print version of previews, it says, long-awaited companion to his masterpiece 300. So I don't know what that means.
Okay, I might be just thinking from the movie and all that. I enjoyed the original 300 when it came out. And I also enjoyed the original Dark Knight Returns. But the follow-ups to The Dark Knight Returns haven't been that great, and so I'm fearful that I don't know if this is going to live up to my expectations.
Well, that's the thing, and I have a question, too. The latest one, The Dark Knight 3,
The Master Race,
I thought was pretty well done. The first sequel to The Dark Knight Returns, I can't remember what. The name escapes me.
DK2.
It was...
Yeah, I think it was rushed. It was like four issues, but there was a lot crammed in them, and they were oversized and premium format. And I think DK3 ended up being a little bit more, like, oversized comics, but they were a little bit more manageable. But I think it went to what? Was it 8 issues or 12 issues?
Yeah, and I can't remember. And there was some talk on DK3. Rumblings going around of just how much of it Frank Miller actually did write, because there was another writer credited that.
But he did the art, though, right?
Again, that was, yeah, supposedly, but that could have been somebody.
Yeah, well, I guess what kind of got me is they had the mini comics in them, and then you could get the hardback versions, and you get the hardback sketch versions, and you had the slipcase. I don't know. Maybe I'm just getting a little jaded by you get this stuff, and there's all these variants, versions, additions to it.
Yeah, me too. And I don't know. I'm looking. I keep it.
But I love 300. I love his style with 300. So I've got high expectations for this.
I do too. But I also have that one kind of a question. You know, I don't know. Some people are saying that Miller is past it, and he's not as good as he used to be. And I don't know if that's true or not.
Well, see. I think when you're young and you're hungry, your work's going to be better than when you're older and you've accomplished a lot.
Plus another thing, it's really not fair to hold a...
Well, it's also not new.
That's true. And it's
not groundbreaking like it was back in the day.
True. But it's not fair to hold him to... Because, like, The Dark Knight Returns and Sin City were watershed works. I mean, they were cutting edge, like nothing that had been seen before. Absolutely brilliant. And so to expect him to hit that kind of target every time is really unfair to anybody, Miller or anybody else. And I think that's what a lot of people do. They look at these things and say, well, this is no Sin City. Well, no, it's not. But there's not much that is a Sin City.
Yeah, I still have to go back and read the original Sin City.
Oh, my gosh.
I got some of the later series. I think I picked it up with A Dame to Kill For.
Yeah, Sin City is definitely a top 10 read. You haven't read Sin City.
So I've seen the movie.
Well, the movie is exceedingly faithful to the comic book.
Yes, it is. And I took my wife to see it, or my wife-to-be to see it. And after the first 10 minutes, I looked at her and asked her if she wanted to leave, because it was getting pretty in that first 10 minutes. And I have to give her, she's a trooper. She stuck through it. But that whole scene later in there with Kevin and what Marv did to him and everything like that, I was like,
oh, yeah.
I was fine with it. I was just more concerned about her and the nightmares that would ensue. But, hey, but nonetheless. But anyway, we're here to talk previews.
Eventually, we are. We're talking previews. We're just going down a little rabbit hole here and there. That's okay.
Well, no, it's our thought process on what we pick, exactly. I guess. So, I guess next on there is some Alien stuff. So, one of the few franchises or whatever left of Dark Horse, but I'm trying to remember who owns Aliens, and I think Disney may be buying part of that, too, so they may be losing the Alien stuff, too. But anyway, there's some Aliens coming out. I've picked up some of that in the past, but you know, there's been some good stories and all that, but it's...
Yeah,
I don't know, I may pass on this.
I'm not getting it. This doesn't appeal to me very much. So.
Yeah. It looks like then we get into some Hellboy trade paperbacks, which again, I think I mentioned last month, I think he's been resurrected into the Hellboy universe. He's not still in hell, he's back, but we'll see. I'm also intrigued about the movie coming out, so maybe that will revive some Hellboy stuff. But I still think Mignola's starting to wind down his comic universe.
Seems to be, yes.
Yeah, so let's see what else. I don't know. Ooh, there's the 300 hardcover resolicited.
That's not surprising, consider they're coming out with Xerxes. Yeah. They would try to...
It looks like there's a... Man, it looks like there's a lot of Aliens omnibuses, trade paperbacks, the Angel and Faith and the Buffy trades and omnibuses.
Right. Resoliciting Black Hammer, which makes sense. But they're coming out with a new series. They would resolicit some of the trades.
Ooh, I see Dr. Star in the Kingdom of Lost Tomorrows number 2. Oh, I'm just highly looking forward to that when it comes out.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, and then I guess Sherlock Frankenstein finished up, and I think that was an excellent 4-issue miniseries. What was your thoughts on it?
I loved it like a lot.
Oh, it was.
I probably enjoyed it more so than Black Hammer. Saying something, because I really Black Hammer.
That was... There was a lot in the 4 issues, and yeah. I can't recommend it enough.
Nor can I.
Let's see. So, some more Buffy. There's some ElfQuest, Final Quest. Yeah, I think ElfQuest is finally winding down after 50 years. Well, let's think. They started in the 70s, and now it's like 2018, so it's like 40 to 50 years.
Close.
That's one thing I've never collected. I finally read the original ElfQuest, but that's nothing I've never collected. And I keep debating whether or not to get some early issues of that.
That would be interesting.
Yeah, let's see. Some Game of Thrones ceramic steins, because you can never have enough steins.
That's true.
And a bunch of Harrow County trade paperbacks. I hear that's pretty good. Maybe I'll have to see if I can hoopla that sometime. I know Martin highly recommends it.
I've heard good things. I've just never taken them.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Then there's some Legend of Zelda statues and everything. Which I just picked up some Legend of Zelda comics from that Valiant put out in the early 90s. I acquired a first few issues of that last month. I have no idea, but being the Valiant completionist, I'm now into the Nintendo books. I'm deciding whether or not I want to do the WWE books or not.
Hmm. I don't know. I'm not that nearly that much of a completionist. In fact, I'm not at all a completionist.
Yeah. And then it looks like we're getting into the Neil Gaiman American Gods. I got the first series, or the first volume. I don't know if I'm going to continue with it. It just seems...
I love Gaiman's...
I don't know. It seems to be dragging on me.
I love Gaiman's prose writing. The stuff in the comic books has not ever appealed to me as much as his novel.
I love Sandman. Late last year, I finally read through the entire Sandman series. I'd read bits and pieces of it, and I really liked it. You know, and maybe it's because it's an adaptation of his book, and he didn't write the comic. I don't know.
Right. I don't know either. I couldn't tell you.
All right. And it looks like we're getting into some Predator trade paperbacks. Resident Alien. I read the Resident Alien shorts in Dark Horse Presents, which I guess Dark Horse Presents is that they're not doing that anymore. And I really like that, but I've never picked up any of the series after that. But it was interesting what I read. So maybe I need to check those out.
Right. Oh, there's some Sin City resolicits for you down there.
Yeah.
If you wanted to take a chance on picking up some of that early stuff.
Oh, yeah, but I'd really like to get the original stuff.
Oh. That is, of course, your choice.
And you can definitely see how his artwork was different then than it is currently.
Right. Well, also, you got to keep in mind that was all monochrome, too. So that's a different style altogether.
Oh, there's a Usagi Yojimbo trade paperback, volume 32. So there's a lot of Usagi out there. And I think that kind of takes us through Dark Horse.
Yep. It does.
So I think the cream of the crop in Dark Horse right now is like Black Mask. Black Hammer.
For me it is. That's the stuff I'm reading out of there.
All right. Well, I guess we'll briefly touch on DC just briefly. As I mentioned earlier, there's Action Comics 1000 coming out, of which I think there's 10 variant covers.
10 variant covers at $7.99 each. So it's going to cost $80
you get a 19.
For you completing this.
Yep. But you get a 1930s Superman, 1940s Superman, 1950s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and 2000s.
Right.
Mm. And I guess the one that might interest you is Deathstroke 30, where it's hinted at that Damian is actually the son of Deathstroke, not the Batman.
It might be. I'm not, you know, I started reading Deathstroke and then I kind of fell off, but I may get back on this. This is Deathstroke versus Batman, part one. Part of a six, beginning of a six issue series.
Is it six issues?
Yeah. Six issues, series within a series, is what they're calling.
Well, if you listen to Absolute DC, I think I think Deathstroke is like their favorite series, ongoing.
One of them, yeah. Certainly, I think more so.
I'm sure they will discuss it in depth.
Yes, they will.
Ooh, there's Seven Soldiers by Grant Morrison for $75, the omnibus. That was an interesting read back in the day.
You've gone past where I was. I'm trying to...
Well, that's on the first line. Right beside Batman 66.
Oh, there it is. Sorry. You're right.
Exactly. And then there's like one of my favorite, if not my favorite, DC series, Elseworlds, if it's even Elseworlds series of all time, is the Absolute Kingdom Come hardcover.
Yes, that's a multiple Eisner and Harvey Award winning series.
Oh, I love that series. I think that was early 90s.
It's been a while, yeah.
Well, or mid-90s. Very good, very good. Then, all right, and then they get all, there's all the variants for Action Comics. 1,000, which is $7.99. Not to be confused, because me and my LCS, we were getting confused on this, so. About a month or two ago, there was a solicitation for a $29 or $30, or $39.99, Action Comics 1,000, and then it said in small print, Companion.
Yes. Yeah, I got confused about that.
And it was much confusion with my LCS over that. So we finally figured it out.
Yeah. I heard another podcast that said that. And it goes, oh, Action Comics 1000 is going to cost $40. Well, no, it's, you know, they couldn't charge $40 for that.
Yeah, but they are charging $8.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot. It's going to be an expanded issue, and they've got various people writing stories for it, various contributors. So.
Well, I guess for the speculators, it's not going to be much, because they're going to print so many of these. The best laid plans. Let's see what we go through here. Let's see. I'm down to the Bat family. There's some Batman. There's probably some wedding planning going on there. Let's see. More Batman, some more Batman. There's some Batwoman,
and it's all.
I like my DC. Yeah, I like my DC stuff, but we're doing indie, so.
Right. The only other thing I had in DC that I definitely wanted is one of them is Cave Carson has an Interstellar Eye. That's number two coming out, and this is part of the. I don't know if you'd call it it's not really a relaunch. It's a redirection of the Young Animal line. They've had this, they're just started or about to start this miniseries in that called The Milk Wars, which really confuses me. I'm not sure what's going on with them.
Yeah, I think I heard them talking about that on the Absolute DC podcast, and it confused me too, just listening to them talk about it.
But they're sort of relaunching all these titles, and I'm going to try picking them up once this Milk Wars is over. Because this Young Animal line is sort of like, to me, it's a way to describe it is, it's DC trying to be indie. You know, they're trying to do indie type books under the Young Animal imprint. So I didn't buy any Young Animal when it first came out. I'm going to start with these. And I think there's going to be Cave Carson, Shade, the Changing Girl. They're going to redo another, they're going to restart, relaunch Mother Panic with Jody Houser. And there's one or two other titles that escape me from
them.
I'm going to give them a shot.
Yeah, I don't know. I've kind of looked at them and I've thought about it, but I'm waiting for the big Vertigo relaunch. Myself from DC.
That's a lot of people I've been waiting for some time.
I miss my Vertigo.
Yeah, I don't know what they were doing while they decided to restructure, but.
Yeah, so let's see. Other than that, going through the DC stuff, I don't really see anything. I'm really enjoying the Wildstorm, and I heard something today about that. There's going to be a delay in it by a couple of months. So, but other than that, hey, there's some good stuff coming out from DC. You can listen to the DC Absolute DC podcast and listen to them talk about it. We won't rehash it there, but I will say I do think that DC's also winning the covers battle. They've got some great artists doing some great covers in DC.
Yes, whenever. I go in to pick up, especially like one of my favorite artists is Dustin Nguyen, and he's doing some really good covers. And I always try to get that cover.
He's doing Super Sons and something else, isn't he?
He's done some Action Comic covers.
Oh, I think so, but yes, you're right. He was doing the covers. I think the cover B's for the Superman when they were, or was it Action Comics when they were doing the with Booster Gold?
He did all the.
But his covers for Super Sons are just beautiful watercolors.
He's one of my favorite artists, and I always try to get covers from him if I'm buying at that time.
So yeah, DC's doing some just knocking it out of the park with some of their covers. And I just tell my LCS I want the cover B's because I think the cover, you know, sometimes the cover A's are pretty good, but anything I get from them, DC, I just say cover B.
Right.
And it's just some great stuff. And there's a few books I'm getting just for the covers. So I'm I don't even know if I'm speculating on that, but just, they're just awesome.
That's good.
So, anyway, so there's DC. Let's go to IDW. So it looks like Sonic the Hedgehog is kind of popular at IDW in that month.
Don't know why. They're starting a new number one. Looks like Sonic the Hedgehog number one. Mm-hmm. So,
yep. And there's DuckTales, which I think that came after my time, but I think that's a very popular subject matter amongst some demographics.
Yeah, I know they've. Don't they have a new? Don't they doing that animation now?
Yeah, I think there's a new animation and there's a new comic series. And I think for the speculators out there, I think the thing for DuckTales is they finally started delving into Huey, Dewey, and Louie's mother, which is Donald's sister, but apparently she was an adventurer extraordinaire back in the day with Uncle Scrooge, and I think they're delving back into that. So you finally kind of get some backstory on why. Well, I don't know. Are Huey, Dewey, and Louie orphans, or they just hang out with their uncle and their uncle Donald and Uncle Scrooge?
Wow, this sounds like it could be seedy. I know one thing, that Scrooge McDuck is being voiced by David Tennant, who was the 10th Doctor.
So is he using his Doctor
voice?
No,
he's using his his own native Scottish accent that he's exaggerating. He did it, he was on Stephen Colbert one night, and he was talking about it, and he did that. In fact, Colbert had, oh gosh, we're going on another tangent, but this is funny. They had him reading Donald Trump tweets as Scrooge McDuck. And boy, they didn't sound all that outrageous, you know, with him reading it. So.
As he dives into his money pit of gold. There you go. All right. So I see some My Little Pony. And then I see some Star Trek Discovery, which now that the season, I think, finale was last night, I'm going to have to go do my 1 month free subscription to CBS All Access so I can just binge watch it, and not pay for anything.
Yeah, I may do the same thing, because I was not going to pay CBS to watch that, or anything, really.
Well, if they had other stuff on there, which I do have the classic Star Trek, and I was reading something else they had on there that was interesting, so.
I'm paying for enough streaming services already, I don't.
Ah, there you go. Alright, so there's X-Files, which I'm liking that they're doing the new X-Files on TV with the shortened seasons I don't know. I enjoyed last season, I'm enjoying this season of X-Files, so I wonder how the comics are doing with that. I have no interest in buying the comics. I had the original run of the Topps X-Files, and they were pretty good and everything like that, but you know, after a while they just kind of take up space in the PC.
Right.
So let's see. Oh, there we get into some Black Crown. So there's a Sassanistas. So
I'm staying with it.
I haven't gotten anything beyond issue one. Has issue two come out yet?
Yes, first two issues are out for that. Three
so
what's coming out.
So what's your feelings after two issues of a Sassanistas?
I'm liking it. It's more...
Okay.
It's more of a straightforward narrative than Kid Lobotomy is. you know, it's not, you don't have the problem with the unreliable narrator that we talked about a lot in our last episode. Mm-hmm. It's more of a straightforward story, and I'm liking it. It just, the artwork, it kind of depends on how you feel about Gilbert Hernandez's work.
Well, we know your feelings on it.
Well, I like him, but he's not the artist that Jaime is. He's not the artist that Jaime is, by any stretch.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I think I'm going to wait for the trade paperback and try it out.
Yeah, probably a good idea.
And I see the Black Crown Quarterly. Now, I think we talked that, did you know about the Quarterly?
Yes.
Or you did not know about the Quarterly last time?
They've come out with two of those.
Let's see, now we're getting into some other stuff. There's Dick Tracy, there's The Crow, Dragon Ball Z, oh, more DuckTales. Hey, there's DuckTales 8. And trade paperback.
Hardcover.
That doesn't sound fun. Some more video game franchise with Gears of War. Oh, and then the Ghostbusters, whether it's the all-female and the 80s versions working together. G.I. Joe. I've heard a lot of people talking about the new female Snake Eyes in G.I. Joe, so... Mm. Oh, there's G.I. Joe versus the $6 million man. Yes, if there's one thing IDW knows how to do, it's how to cross over all the properties.
Yep.
Oh, there's the J. Scott Campbell Danger Girl 20th anniversary. It's hard to believe that's been 20 years. But J. Scott Campbell is a popular artist for the cheesecake covers.
Right.
Oh, but then there's a Jack Kirby Marvel Heroes and Monsters Artist Edition for $150.
Well, that's a bargain at twice the price.
With cap on the... But it's Kirby. Can you go wrong with Kirby? See, there's some Joe Kubert. I will say, IDW does very good artist editions. And
yeah.
I bought my first artist edition from them last month. I got it on order. I'm getting the Lone Wolf and Cub.
Nice.
And I pulled the trigger on that, and I'm highly anticipating getting that in. It'll be my first one from them, and I've heard nothing but good things on the quality of the books they put out in that format.
All right, good.
All right, so looks like there's some Transformers, Optimus Prime, then some Powerpuff Girls. Hey, look, Punk's not dead.
Yes, that's...
So I guess that's the new Black Mask. As issue one has not come out.
That's coming out March, I think, is when it's supposed to come out, number one. And that'll be the third offering from Black Crowns. Mm. Looking forward to that one. I'm hoping that's going to be...
Hey, there's a Rich... okay, so how do you pronounce it? I've always pronounced it Rick Veitch. Is that how you pronounce it? The one, number three of six? Whenever I see his name, I pause and say, do I want to buy that? Because I like his stuff.
I think it's Veitch, but I'm not sure. I have never read anything of his or that title, so I couldn't tell you.
All right. Oh, it looks like there's another issue of Star Trek New Visions coming out by John Byrne, which I can't say enough good things about the new Visions Star Trek that John Byrne's doing. It just takes me back to the 60s. The late 60s. The original series is just so... it is so nostalgia.
Yeah.
It's $7.99. It's not a cheap buy, but it's not every month.
That's
so. But it's so good. But it's so good.
Could be worth it.
There's some TMNT going on. And then we're into the Transformers proper. So I'm not getting any of that. There's Wynonna Earp. Isn't that a TV show now? Yeah, it looks like it.
If it is, I couldn't tell you.
Ooh, and then more X-Files.
Right. That kind of closes it out for IDW.
Yeah, IDW is definitely a... the franchise is not the word, but... the TV, comic book, toys, whatever, licenses.
Yes.
They're the publisher for the different licenses converging into comic books.
With a few exceptions, like the Black Crown, mm-hmm. and...
That's where they're trying to be original.
True.
Trying to be original, and what you got to do. So let's go to Image Comics, where you throw everything against the wall and see what sticks.
I got to say, I'm sure Image is putting out a number of good titles right now, but I'm not reading but one.
Oh, I love Image now. I mean, back in the day, I think for the first two, I think I had every book that Image put out for the first 3 years of their existence. And then sometime in the 2000 or about 2010, 2011, I had to purge my collection and I got rid of 98% of the Image comics I had in the early first 3 years of existence.
Well, in the first 3 years, they only published like 17 books though.
Oh no.
That's a joke.
There was a lot of stuff, but it was just, ugh. And in the 90s wasn't much and all that, but I think now they put out some good stuff. I have to say, they put out some good stuff, so. But let's see. It looks like there's a few number ones. There's Analog. I know nothing about that.
O'Sullivan and Jordy Belair.
Oh, you know what? I think I might get the first issue of this or two because I think the first issue or two takes place in St. Louis.
I'm reading the solicit right now because I haven't. Doesn't say anything.
Well, that's because I have inside knowledge.
Oh, okay.
I read the Image Plus from last week, so I think the first issue takes place in St. Louis, so I'm like going to check it out.
Very good.
Just because I can see landmarks and see if they match up or not, see if the artist was doing his job.
All right. Well, you'll have to.
But I know, but it sounds interesting. It's a crime noir, which. I was looking ahead, and it doesn't look like there's too much hard case crime coming out from Titan.
No, they're kind of
in the future, so I gotta find something to fill my crime noir.
Well, I might have to look at this too because I like crime.
So there's Analog. Let's see,
Isola, Brendan Fletcher. That's a new number one. It's fantasy, which fantasy is not.
Yeah.
That red high on my list.
I like fantasy, but I think I've been a little bit too oversaturated with it lately.
It's easy to do.
With the fantasy and the post-apocalyptic. It seems to be the... And then merging the two together seems to be the flavor de jour of the year.
Yeah, I'm with you.
For the past 12 months.
Post-apocalyptic stuff. It's like it's getting tread worn. To me.
Let's see. There's a new number one, Dead Hand. Cold War Relics.
Carter Carlson was a highly decorated operative during the Cold War, but in the fall of 1991, as the Soviet Union collapsed, Carter discovered a secret that only changed. This could be interesting.
Yep.
Because I like that.
Yep. I see the sender. Yeah. I see Descender 29. That's something I want to have to... I keep hearing good things about it. I'm going to have to try out.
I like Descender.
I know it's on Hoopla, so it's easy to get into.
Yeah, I like it, but I'm not getting the individual issues. I'm waiting for trades to come out. And I believe I recently read that they're about to start their last arc.
Yeah, I think this is the beginning of the last arc. It says, yeah, part one, a new and possibly final storyline begins, the end of the universe.
Well, I remember reading something Lemire tweeted, and he didn't say possibly final in the tweet. He seemed pretty convinced that this would be it.
Well, maybe after the arc, it's a hiatus.
Could be. But they were doing the semi-hiatus. Image does quite a bit. They'll usually do an arc. And there would be two or three months before they start another arc.
Yeah, Images, and that's how I prefer. That's what I wish Black Mask would do. Do an arc. If you need to take 3 or 4 months off, that's fine. Then do your next arc.
Because you know, that's what, here I go.
That's what
chaps me about Black Mask is that they won't say that. They will come out and say, yes, this will be out this month, this will be out this, and then it never does. And they don't ever... Just come out and tell me that it's not coming out.
No. So So, all right. So let's go through here. What else is going through here? Lazarus. I never read
Lazarus,
that.
This is starting back. It kind of went on sort of a hiatus.
Yeah.
Well, they stopped publishing issues in Lazarus, and he did a 6-issue series within a series called Lazarus X66. And this is starting back with the proper. This is a great book. If you've not read Lazarus, it's worth picking up the trade.
Oh, is it?
It's Greg Rucka, for crying out loud. So.
Oh, I guess it is. Rucka. I'm trying to think if there's anything Rucka's writing right now that I'm reading. Don't think so.
I'm trying to think of what he's doing now. Old Guard was coming out, but I think that's finished.
Yeah, that finished months ago, and Old Guard was great.
That's the last thing.
You know, is it one of those things where you put out 4 series, you get 4 issues, you get a story idea out there, and see if you can get an option for a movie, and if it makes a movie, fine, but yeah, you'll never get volume 2?
Could be. Well, that Image is famous for that, as far as just about every damn thing they put out gets, if you get 1 issue out, you're already optioned for a film, so. But yeah, that's kind of what they're known for.
Okay. Oh, so here's another number one, Skyward, where gravity on Earth just one day just gets a fraction of what it was, and now you're 20 years later as humanity has adapted to the low G. That could be interesting.
Yes.
So Skyward number one.
Oh, the ADF.
I wonder who's writing that.
Cover.
Yeah, that definitely was a mood reader for me. I had to be in the mood to read that because there's a bunch of prose in it.
Yeah, nothing wrong with prose, but
no. But when I'm reading comics, I'm in a different mood from when I'm reading prose. Let's see. There's some Black Road trade paperbacks. I'm not familiar with that. Oh, set in 1000 CE and under the Vatican. That could be interesting. Let's see. Cyber Force. That only grabs my attention because that was one of those comics from Image in the early 90s that I bought a bunch of that never went anywhere. And it also has a character that was named after one of my online personas. Some of my games that I do online and all that, my gaming name is Striker, and I had it before this was a character and all that, but yeah, and it's spelled the same way, so there's a little nostalgia there.
Interesting.
So looks like a bunch of trades in the next issue of Deadly Class. I think that got optioned for a movies or a TV show.
I believe so. I've not heard specifically.
And I'm trying to remember who writes that. That is Remender. And I usually like Rick Remender stuff.
Yeah, I do too. I loved Tokyo Ghost.
Oh, you like that for Sean Murphy.
I liked it for Sean Murphy, but I like Remender's.
Do you like the story?
I like the story. I thought the writing was good. But yeah, the Murphy's art was impeccable.
I've heard some people that didn't like it. I enjoyed Tokyo Ghost. I thought it was a fine story. Now, as per Image, there was a lot of penises running around.
Yes. I think that's...
But a good story. Let's see. There's Gasolina. Quite a few of those. Which I know nothing about. Hack and Slash. That's something left over from the 90s or the early 2000s, I do believe. Oh, yes, and now we're into, issue 3s of the Hit Girl and probably the Kick-Ass. Of course, that's interesting why that would be Image and not part of the Millerverse.
I don't, well...
Was the Millerverse a
subset
of Image?
It was Image, yeah.
So Miller owns all of it, but he publishes it through Image, but... Netflix bought it, so who owns it?
Who knows? Who can say?
All I know is it's a great time to be a lover of comic books because there's all kinds of... I can't even keep up with the TV and the movies and everything now.
I can't either. I don't even try. I don't even make the effort.
Yep. So let's see. There's Ice Cream Man. I did not pick that up. This is issue 4, but I heard good things about it, so I may have to go see if I can find it. I think it came out like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
I've heard it's different and very interesting.
Yeah, I've started to pick that up, but I had a lot of books that day, and I made a fiscal decision not to get it right then. So I may get it, or I may wait for trades on it. So I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, it looks like we're getting into Image First, your $1. Trying to get it. There's Age of Bronze. I've always been interested in figuring about Age of Bronze. But that's like when you see something, it's like an issue 30 or 40 something, and you're like, ugh, I don't feel like going back and doing all that work. Which gets us back to our discussion of why you renumber stuff to number one.
That is true.
There's the Image First hack slash, so I guess you can get into that. Right beside Headlopper, and on the other side is Fear Agent.
Okay.
Ooh, there's an Image First Lazarus.
Yes. Well, I kind of understand why they're doing that, because they're kind of restarting that series back up. Why they would put out a number one dollar, something that was been out for 4 years.
There's an Image First of Moonshine. I really enjoyed Moonshine. I think they went on a hiatus, and I think they're picking back up. All right, let's see. More Image First. We got, Paper Girls. I really enjoy Paper Girls. This is Brian K. Vaughan. Some people like his stuff, some people don't, but I'm kind of liking Paper Girls.
Well, you can. Good. I don't feel guilty for not buying that. Not that I would, but.
Yeah, I see the Image First of Redneck. I like the first arc, but the second arc's just not really doing it for me. Even if it is Donny Cates. Is it Donny Cates, I think?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, yeah. All right, then there's Spawn number one. That was either the second or the third or fourth ever published Image title. I can't remember which, but yeah, I remember when that came out. So I think they're re-optioning that for a new movie or something.
That wouldn't surprise me. Wouldn't surprise me.
Let's see, and I don't really know the other rest of them. So for a dollar, hey, can you go wrong?
Well, yeah. I'm not saying you can't, this is, but I'm just saying, yeah.
All right, so let's see. Infidel, don't know anything about that. But then there's Kick-Ass Issue 3 with a sweet, sweet John Romita Jr. cover and interiors.
For those listening, I will edit out the retching sounds that I just made.
Hey, you didn't like that Batman statue I sent you the other day that was based on... The John Romita Jr., what was that, All-Star Batman?
Right. No.
Which, they made, the statue looked better than his artwork.
Well, pretty much, that doesn't take a whole lot of effort.
Are you going to go there? Are you going to go there?
That's not too hard to do. No. There's about 50 of those black and white Batman statues that I would rather have before that one, so.
But you need it to complete the set.
No, I'm not a completionist on that stuff. No.
Not that stuff. Oh, okay. There I see Kill or Be Killed. I think you're getting that, aren't you?
I was. I stopped. I'm going to wait and pick up the trades. I got about the first 10 issues, and then I stopped getting the floppies. Good series.
Yeah, I think I'm going to. I think it's coming up on Hoopla, so I think I'm going to try to pick it up there and read it.
It's worth it.
And then there's all your Lazarus trade paperbacks.
Resoliciting all those.
Oh, there's Low by Remender, and I really enjoy Low.
Not one I have.
I really do, and it's another post-apocalyptic story.
Right.
But it's interesting because it's not due to it's not post-apocalyptic from. What's the best way of saying it? Something unscheduled. I guess if I had one criticism about Low is it takes place in the far, far, far distant future when Earth's sun has become hotter just through its natural life cycle. But I'm kind of like, if it's that far in the future, I don't think humans would still be like humans. Like they are now, so. But it's, you know, this because the sun got hotter.
Who can say?
Which was natural. So, anyway, low, highly recommend it, Remender. But there, it looks like there's trade paperbacks. I know it's on a hiatus right now, and it doesn't look like it's back off hiatus at this point. There's Monstrous. I actually read the first two trades on Hoopla of Monstrous, and that was actually pretty good. I'm going to kind of read it. You know, I'm not going to pick up the singles. I'm going to read it as a trade paperback. But Monstrous is pretty good. The art's pretty interesting, too. And they're doing some world building. Now, it's your fantasy setting. So maybe that's not the best thing for you. But I enjoy it.
Yeah. No, that's not one that ever interested me.
And then there's Moonshine there. And I really like Azzarello.
Yeah, he's one of the best.
I loved it when he did 100 Bullets. And
100 Bullets. One of the classics.
And I'm just waiting for them to make that into like a HBO show or a Netflix show.
That would be perfect for that kind of setting. You know, because each
yeah, it's not a movie.
No, because each thing is individual story. So each issue is a separate story.
It's just. Could one episode be an entire story, or would you need two or three episodes to be an arc from 100 Bullets?
I would think you would
somebody like
try to do it.
Somebody like Dizzy, like Dizzy's arc would probably need to be multiple episodes, but some of them it could just be one. But I don't know. You just think about Lano and Dizzy and the rest of them. Yeah, it would take more than one episode, I think. But God, 100. See, that's why I miss my Vertigo. It's stuff like 100 Bullets.
I agree.
Let's see. It looks like there's a bunch of Nailbiter trade paperbacks coming out. I never got into that.
No, nor I.
Looks like there's a few New York Mech, which I know nothing about. I see there's Kirkman's new book, issue 2, Oblivion Song. I don't think I solicited it. I don't know. Maybe I'm one of the few that hasn't read Walking Dead or hasn't done Invincible, so I've never wanted to get into his stuff. But you know, he's got some popular stuff, and I've heard a lot of people just love his things. He's like I read like all of Brian K. Vaughan's stuff, so a lot of people read everything Kirkman put out. Yep. So it could be pretty good. I don't know. I may have to get the first trade and see. But and then there's the Paper Girl trades. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to see what else here. Prophet. I don't think this is the Prophet I grew up on. So I did the mid-90s Prophet. And I don't think these trades are quite that Prophet anymore.
I don't think so. I'm not too familiar with that.
There's Redneck 12, which I think is the end of the second arc.
Another Donnie Cates title.
And there's Regression. I picked up the first issue of that. I mean, it was interesting, but I mean, I get a lot of books, so I didn't keep up with it. And then we move down. I see Rose. I read the first arc with it, but it's your coming of age, hero's journey, fantasy setting, and I think I may do that in trade. I got the first series in floppies. I'll probably finish it up in trade.
Right.
But it's you get the David Finch covers, and then his wife, Meredith Finch, is writing it. So there's a lot of interest in it from that standpoint. So what else we got? There's some Royal City trades.
Yes, Royal City's great series. Great series.
Yeah, I'm trying to decide if I want it in. If I want to keep reading floppies, or I just want to read it in trade. Because I'm wondering if it would read. It reads better in trade.
Oh, it might. I think it's probably an individual thing.
There I see Rumble. I know Paul's recommended that. I've yet to read any of that, but I've had some good recommendations on it, so. There you go. Ooh, looks like Saga's back. and
gone.
Oh yeah, and we continue the image line of tradition of controversial. I don't know controversial, but interesting Savage Dragon covers. So if you click on that picture of Savage Dragon 233.
Okay. Interesting. What is this? I'm flipping through the.
Oh, you're through the catalog now.
Well, I'm
online.
Doing both. I've got them both here. I'm just. Yeah. I wanted to make sure I was seeing exactly what I was seeing.
The innuendo is very rampant in Savage Dragon covers nowadays. I think I don't know if that's what it takes to sell issues or not. But you gotta admire Eric Larson. This is like the second or the, I can't remember if this was the second or the third. I know the first image title was Youngblood, and I can't remember if the second was Savage Dragon or Spawn, but it's the only, it and Savage Dragon and Spawn are the only original image titles that are still going how many years later? 20-something years later, almost 30 years, as we can be told by issue 233.
The question I have now is when this hits the LCS, is it going to be polybagged? Because that's
No, well, why would it be polybagged? Why would it be polybagged?
If I was going in there with my 8-year-old kid, I would not want him looking at that cover. It's not that explicit, but it's explicit enough that I would want to be answering that question.
Yeah, but or is it like those old? Is it like the Warner Brothers cartoons from the 90s, or some of them even now, where they have the adult jokes hidden in there that the kids just don't get?
Well, that might be true, but that's.
It's like if you don't say anything, the kid's not going to notice anything.
I mean, I think it's damn funny myself. I'm just thinking about the guy goes in there with his 8-year-old son and the dad, what is this? And he's like,
I guess our listeners are now going to have to go click on Savage Dragon.
Oh yeah,
we're
not going to tell them
cover.
Right, so you have to go.
No, you're going to have to go see it. It's not bad, but it's.
That's funny. That is funny, funny, funny.
It is. It is hilarious. I may just get it just because it's that. I don't know. I haven't gotten an issue of Savage Dragon in probably since issue like 30. So that would be like 200 issues ago.
That's true. Gosh. Right.
And then you get all the trades, and there's a lot of trades when you're up to 200 and something issues.
There certainly are.
So let's see. There's Sex Criminals, and I was getting the NSFW. Oh, this is a not suitable for work and a not suitable for home cover. All wow, that's interesting. I don't think I've seen it with the NSFH label before.
No, I haven't either. Elsa Chartier.
I have no who that is. I've picked up issues of the bagged XXX covers for artists that I follow.
Well, yeah, you saw the one I posted because I just bought. I think it was issue 15 that the Hernandez brothers did the front and back covers.
Yep,
I found it on eBay. It's signed by both of them and signed by Matt Fraction, and I got it for like.
Mm-hmm.
$8. I think it was off of eBay.
With the signature?
Yes, with the signature. I guess the guy didn't know what he had. And they're not, it's never going to be that, probably worth that much, but still, it's like.
Yeah, well, for you who like the Hernandez brothers, getting their signature.
Yeah, I showed.
I mean, I've picked up a few random signatures. You know, in my collecting days, I have a few Frank Miller signatures, and I think I have a McFarlane signature, and, who did a lot of the Green Arrow stuff back in the day? Grell. Mike Grell. I got a Mike Grell autograph book. I pick them up when I find them, but I don't wait in line and pay $50. I went to a local convention and Neil Adams was there, but he wanted like $75 for a signature and is like,
no
nope.
No way. Well,
It's like, nope.
This was a complete shock. I didn't even know that the Hernandez had done a cover, variant cover for Sex Criminal.
Yeah, I think I got theirs, and I think I picked up the Fiona Staples. Because I really like Saga, and she did one. So
interesting.
All right, so let's see. Then there's Sex Castle right beside that. I have no idea what that is.
Nor do I. Trade paperback.
And then they've got She-Wolf, which I have no idea. So some of these we're getting I haven't heard of before. I usually kind of follow the image stuff. Sleepless kind of rings a bell. Then there's Snot Girl, which I do know, but I haven't, I don't know. Maybe it's the title, but I have no desire to read
that. I'm the same
way.
When that first came out, because a lot of people were talking about it, like, oh, this is going to be a great series. It's like, I'm not interested. Snot Girl just doesn't. No.
Then there's Spawn, which is at 285. So I guess if Savage Dragon's at 233 and Spawn's at 285, I wonder if it was doubling up some months. Yeah, but Spawn was one of the original Image comics that I kept with the longest. I think I kept up with it to the mid-130s, and then I kind of dropped off. But I think McFarlane's come back, and he's doing some covers and such. And I know they've been doing a bunch of variants and things, so I know Spawn's like crept up in popularity just from that. I don't know anything about the story, but other than the artwork and the covers, I think it's, and I guess the new movie news has kind of got it back in the zeitgeist. And then there's some Strange Girl. Don't know either. And then there's some Sunstone, which I've never heard of, but there's hardcovers and trade paperbacks.
I've never heard of this. I don't know how I missed it, because I've at least usually are familiar with the names of Image titles, but this one.
Yeah, exactly. Well, there's your Tokyo Ghost trade paperback volume 1 and volume 2. Which I thoroughly enjoyed Tokyo Ghost.
Very good.
Let's see. Versus 3. I know Versus number 1 came out last week, and I haven't heard any how well that's been received, but I've heard some people that were highly anticipating that. So I still see some copies on the shelf, so I'm debating getting it. And then there's Walking Dead.
I'm ready for it to go away.
Skip.
Have you read any Wicked and Divine?
No, I haven't read any of that.
I read the first few issues, and it just didn't appeal to me. But the people that like it love it. I mean, I was listening to one podcast that gave it the best ongoing title of 2017. And it's one of those people I've talked to. It's either there's no gray area. Either you don't like it, or you think it's one of the best things out there.
Yeah. Maybe it reads better in trade. Maybe I need to try out the first trade and see.
I don't know.
Oh, I see there's a revamped Witchblade, because there's an issue 5, and there's a revamped Youngblood at issue 11. And I guess that kind of finishes up for Image. Yes. So I got to scroll all the way back up to the top just so I can collapse it. And let's see, now we got Marvel, so I guess we can go quickly through it.
I have nothing in Marvel I'm reading or even looking forward to.
Well, I'm reading Doctor Strange and Thanos from Donny Cates.
I should.
So my LCS missed issue 15, or they didn't get shipped any issue 15, so I'm like an issue behind on Thanos, and I don't even know if they're even going to get it.
I heard about that one. There was somebody.
Well, they announced who the Cosmic Ghost Rider was in that issue.
But they didn't. That thing sold out so fast that I think, didn't Marvel, for like a 2 or 3 day period, give everybody a free electronic? Or you had to go out to some website and get a code where you could download the thing. And it was only for like 48 hours that you could do that.
Maybe. I don't know. But my LCS got shorted it, and they don't even know if they're going to get it. So, I mean, I know who Cosmic Ghost Rider is, so no big spoiler there. It's just a gap in my collection now, which just is one of those things that will just, like, eat at you, really.
I believe it was that one. It sold out. They didn't even anticipate anything like that, and it sold out in 5 hours or something. But anyway.
And let's see, what else is going on? You got Amazing Spider-Man, where they're smashing two characters together, which seems to be Marvel's big thing now. They kind of smashed Hulk and Wolverine together. They smash, and now they're smashing, spoiler alert, Green Goblin and Carnage together. And, you know, they smash together for the Cosmic Ghost Rider, Punisher and Ghost Rider and Silver Surfer. So that seems, instead of creating new characters, they're just smashing characters together.
Hmm.
But some of them take, some of them don't, and they seem to be popular. Let's see. I don't think there's anything else really big that pops out to me from Marvel as I go through them. I know they're gearing up for a bunch of Infinity stuff in the Marvel titles for the Infinity War Avengers, or Avengers 3 coming out here in May. Oh, I will say I have been enjoying Punisher. They've put Punisher into War Machine armor, which is another smash-up, and that's been actually pretty good. I've been enjoying that.
There's a couple of titles that I ought to give. I've heard Moon Knight.
I get the Star... Moon Knight. I keep wanting to get into that, but they always cancel it after 6 or 7 issues.
Now, maybe you know, on Daredevil, did they renumber Daredevil with this legacy stuff?
That I don't know. I haven't read Daredevil since the early 2000s.
I need to go back and look at that or ask.
Yeah. I am getting the Star Wars titles, which I thoroughly enjoy. Looks like they're doing some first. Looks like they're reprinting Iron Man 55 for $1, the first Thanos, and Infinity Gauntlet number 1 for $1. Yeah, it looks like they're doing a lot of the stuff that ties into Thanos and the Infinity Stones. They're doing for $1. So there's like Silver Surfer 34, Infinity War number 1, Avengers 125. All the stuff that ties into the new Marvel movie coming out. Looks like they're reprinting for $1. Which, if you don't have them, that's a good way to kind of read the stories and see where it all came out. There's actually some pretty good stuff. Let's see. A bunch of Venom stuff, which I think is getting oversaturated. There's the Weapon H, which is the Hulk-Wolverine amalgam. And then your various X-Men books, which I'm a big X-Men fan, so. But it's still not like it was back in their heyday. All right, so. Oh, let's go to our bread and butter now. Let's get all into all of our other independent stuff.
Right.
Let's see. So Aftershock's got some Brothers Dracul, which looks interesting.
That's coming out, yeah. Story of Vlad the Impaler. It was the historic character inspiration for Dracula.
Mm-hmm. That Day Gloe Hole looks interesting. But it's another post-apocalyptic story.
Yeah, I might have to get it just because of the name. It's such an intriguing name.
Dayglow A-hole?
Yeah. I like it.
That's by Silver Sprocket.
Whatever.
I have never heard of Silver Sprocket before, but it's a 4-issue series, and this is issue 1 of 4.
Yeah. No, that name.
Enjoying the irradiated deserts, menacing clouds, ascendant porn magazines, mutant police, and hipsters on some street art kick. I just gotta figure out what Cineat Clouds of Porn magazines entails.
Couldn't tell ya.
That's why you gotta read the book. Oh, and this is where this section is not in any kind of order that I can figure out of, because we immediately get into Ninja K from Valiant there, issue 6.
Yeah, I don't understand how they sort this. It's not in the same order.
So, So that's not alphabetical by Ninjak, and it's not alphabetical by Valiant, so I have no idea why this is showing up on the third row.
I don't either, but we'll just go with it.
There you go. Ooh, but I do see something interesting is the Prisoner by Alred.
Absolutely. When I saw this in previews the other day, and then I saw who's writing it, I damn near giggled. And for 56-year-old man...
Is he writing it, or is just providing the art?
Peter Milligan is writing it, yes.
I know. I remember watching this. It was only like 12 episodes? 17. Or how many episodes was it? Okay, 17 episodes.
I loved this as a kid, and it creeped me the hell out because...
Oh, that and it was just that white ball, which is a simple white ball. But the way they did it, you're just creeped out by that white beach ball.
Yes. For those of you, for anyone listening, not familiar with it, it was a show that came on, it was the late 60s, British TV show. And it was about this character who you never found out his name. He was
He was MI6.
He was
wasn't
something,
he?
Yeah, some sort of secret agent that tried to resign, and then they kidnapped him and took him to this island that was like a resort island.
Well, I guess for whoever he worked for, you could not resign.
Yes,
the only way you could get out of it is if you died.
But he tried to resign, and they wouldn't let him, and they ended up taking him to this. Island that was like a all done up like a vacation resort island, and gave him a number. He was number 6, and they were trying to extract some information from him. And what was brilliant about the show was that they never really told you what they were trying to learn from him. You never found out his name. You never really found out about the nature of what his work had been. It was this really surreal story, and I love that show, and it creeped me out, and I'm looking forward to this comic a lot.
I mean, basically it's the conflict of him just trying to escape, and you just don't know why he's there other than he was a secret agent, and they're just wanting to know something from him, and you don't know what the organization is. It's typical late 60s government paranoia stuff, but I remember watching those. I didn't get into it till later. I think until I think I was in college, and so I got to watch all 17 episodes in a row. And you're just
it's Stark Patrick, but he's been on that people might recognize, and I can't think of one. But it's I don't know, and who knows how that this is going to translate to a comic. I mean, this thing could stink, but I'm looking forward to it. And Milligan, I'm somebody I like, so I've got high hopes for it. But I saw this thing and I'm like, oh, that's peachy.
So of all the covers, which one did you want? The cover, the black and white photo cover?
No, I think
the all red cover?
Which one? The Kirby All Red, the number C?
Well, there's an A, which is just the all red.
That's the A. Then there's the C, which is all red variant.
Yeah, but so how did Kirby do it? Or was this something from way back in the day? Was there an adaption back in the
Kirby
day?
All red. Or the F is the black and white of the A cover, which I think looks pretty cool.
I don't know. It should be interesting. I wonder if it's going to be ongoing or if it's going to be limited. It doesn't say.
It doesn't say. My guess, being Milligan, I would guess probably limited.
Oh, but does it resolve anything, or does it just leave more mysteries?
Who knows? I'm looking forward to it.
But you gotta love late 60s British TV.
Oh, yeah.
The only thing that would be better than this would be probably a Monty Python comic.
I'm not sure Monty Python would translate to comics very well. So I'm not even sure how this will, but... I'm sold on it. I'm getting it. By golly.
Oh, yeah. All right, let's move on. So there's some RoboCop. And then there's the Swashbuckler Saga Continues, which I didn't know there was a Swashbuckler Saga that had started.
I don't know either.
Yeah. So then there's... Yeah, you see, you had those... Those must be, like, premium stuff. And now we're alphabetical into the A's, because now we're into... So there's Adventure Time, And then Archie, Attack on Titan, Animosity hardcover, which if you're not reading Animosity from Aftershock, you're just missing out.
I guess I'm missing out.
Don't say that, Jay. I
read about the first 5 issues and then I was out on it.
Okay. Well, to each his own. Then there's your various Disney books, some fairy tales. I guess we'll sit here and Fruit Ninja. I did not know that they were making that game into a comic book.
See, I'm so ignorant on the games, I didn't even know there was a game called Fruit Ninja.
Yeah, it was a app on your phone or whatever game. I think it's translated. I think there is now like a... I got taken to a Dave and Buster's like 2 or 3 months ago, and I was kind of like, this isn't fun. Because I don't recognize most of the games. They're too expensive. And they just don't look like any fun. But one of them was Fruit Ninja. And I guess it's got some cameras that watch you. And you just... You stand there and it looks at your motions. And as it throws fruit in the air, you make ninja motions and you cut the fruit up. That's how I understand it.
That sounds like just ripping good fun. But
hey, well, there you go. Well, we are the old farts.
Yeah.
Ooh, there's a Grass Kings hardcover. Ooh, I mean, you know, I bet that looks great in hard in that watercolor in a hardcover format.
I may get that because I love Grass Kings. That's a great looking cover.
That sounds enticing. Hey, there's your female Green Hornet. I think we talked about last time.
Yes, I'm kind of interested in that. I may pick that up.
Let's see. There's James Bond from Dynamite, which is one of the few Dynamite titles that I've actually kind of liked.
It's the hardcover for the series that just ended, Kill Chain. I think it was 6 issues.
I read the first 2 arcs of James Bond from Dynamite, and I really enjoyed them.
Yeah, those are the ones that were written by...
Morrison?
No, not Morrison.
Not Morrison.
Damn it.
Was it not Morrison?
It's not Morrison. I know it's not Morrison.
Ellis.
Yeah, Warren Ellis.
Oh, this is Andy Diggle.
Yeah. He didn't write anything after those first 2. They're still very good. They're all very good stories, but Ellis.
Well, I think they're more like the novels where, I think in the novels, James Bond gets the crap beat out of him. And up until the, who's the current Bond?
Daniel Craig.
Daniel Craig, up until the Daniel Craig episode, you never saw Bond really get beat to crap up and show like the bruises and the cuts later, but with Daniel Craig you do. And I think in the novels that was a thing. He always talked about Bond having the scars and the bruises and everything. And I think the comics more follow that type of Bond where you see the effects of, of the missions on him.
Yes.
All right, so now it looks like we're getting into some manga stuff. Is it manga or manga?
I say manga, but I think either pronunciation is correct.
There you go. Ooh, I see a Shadow Batman hardcover with an Alex Ross cover.
That's maybe pretty cool. I haven't been picking up that series.
Ooh, there's the... Ooh, and if you pay another $40, you get the Shadow Batman hardcover signed by Steve Orlando.
I don't want his signature that badly.
Ooh, okay. Now I'm wondering about the order stuff, but then there's the next issue of Shadow Man, which I enjoy Shadow Man. I'm hoping the issue 1 hasn't come out, so I'm hoping they've figured out how to do Shadow Man with the new, with the VEI.
No, they're on my D&D now, so it's going to suck. It's all going to suck.
No.
Sorry.
I guess we'll see.
Yeah.
At least it's not a claim.
According to some people, it's just as bad, which they don't even know yet, which kills me. It kills me, the people that are knee-jerking the death of Valiant when they don't even know what's going to happen. I have no clue.
I mean, it could be. It could not be. It could get worse. It could get better. You don't know, but you know something's going to happen.
That's what I'm saying, but my God, some of the things I've read on Twitter and...
That's why I don't do Twitter much.
But anyway.
Okay. So, let's see. Then we're getting into some more manga, it looks like. As you can tell, Jay and I really aren't into the manga. Oh, but there's some Tank Girl and then Vampironica. I just find it hilarious what they're doing with the Archie stuff.
Yeah, they're really going dark with a lot of it. And some of it, I've heard good things about some of it. I know that Nick reads some of the Archie stuff.
Yeah, well, I know they've got the series. You got Vampironica, which is Veronica being a vampire. Then I think there's The Hunger, where Jughead is a werewolf. And I don't know if the others have kind of branched off into their different monster genres or not. So it's interesting, but you know what? You got to give them kudos for being creative.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, at least they're trying something different, and they're not afraid to, you know, the safe thing would be to just say, oh, well, this is Archie, and Archie's got to be this way. No.
Here's interesting. So I've been getting a lot of the Vault comics. Now, there was one I saw today that I didn't pick up because it just didn't look enticing to me. But here's a new one coming in, issue one, called Wasted Space. Billy Bane is a prophet who got it all wrong, and the galaxy has been burning ever since. All he wants is to waste away in the darkest corner of space with his best pal, Dust, a supercharged fuckbot.
That sounds interesting.
Spelled F-U-Q. Yeah. So I may be mispronouncing
it. I'm sure
that.
It's pronounced Fuke.
Fuke. Okay, a Fukebot. Okay, it was a supercharged Fukebot. But when a new prophet comes calling, Billy is summoned to save the galaxy he's at least partially responsible for destroying. Too bad he couldn't care less.
Then again,
oh,
we talked about Vault.
Michael Morici.
Vault kind of started out with a big bang, and they not followed up very well.
Yeah. Well, let's see. Here's how they describe it. Philip K. Dick in a blender with Preacher.
Hmm.
Okay, they got two things I love there. Philip K. Dick and Preacher.
That's odd. I'll probably try that. I'll try that.
Oh, just for a side note. Philip K. Dick wrote the Rum Diaries, right?
Gosh. I think so. I'm drawing a little bit of a blank on that.
No, that's Hunter S. Thompson. Oh, okay. My bad. I'm getting Philip K. Dick messed up with Hunter Thompson. I don't know. I guess that's the whiskey in me.
That's two completely different.
Yes, it is. I don't. Wow. You may have to edit that out. I don't know if I can own up to that.
I can do that. Whew. I can do that.
No. I'll own up to it. Wow. Hunter S. How did I mix up
Philip K.
Hunter S. Thompson with Philip K. Dick? Anywho,
they both have,
so this Wasted Space.
They both have a middle initial. That's how you got it.
Yeah. This Wasted Space intrigues me. Just because I want to know how to pronounce if it's a Fukbot or not.
It looks good to me. I'll try it. I've been wanting to give, you know, I mean, I started a couple Vault, but then they started kind of going down the black mask point of.
Yeah, I don't think they finished off Powerless. I don't think they finished off Failsafe. They started one issue of the next arc in Heathens.
Yeah, so I don't know what's going on with them.
But. They finished off a bunch of their other series, though. I mean, they did the first arcs. They went on a hiatus, but there's a couple where they either haven't, they need another issue to finish off the arc, or they started an arc and they haven't finished it. So I think they have a better track record than Black Mask, but their recent performance has been more Black Mask-ish.
Well, anybody else?
I'm trying to think. I think there was somebody in the past that was worse than Black Mask.
That's not even... Like, that can't possibly be worse.
But there we go. All right, let's see. There's some Action Verse stuff. There's some Adventure Time stuff. There's Agent 47, who I know I have no idea who Agent 47 is. Algeria is beautiful from Lion... is beautiful-like. From Lion's Forge. How do you feel about that? That it's a hardcover, so it's not a series or anything.
I'm not familiar.
I'm intrigued by it just because it's Lion Forge, and I've liked most stuff. I think I like Lion's Forge is batting like 900 with me.
Yeah, they are, especially on their magnetic collection stuff.
Oh yes, did you read Jazz Maynard Volume 2, Issue 1 last week?
That may be the best comic book going right now. It is certainly a candidate for that. I cannot believe how good this title is.
I love me some Jazz Maynard.
If you haven't read Jazz Maynard, you're not reading it now, do it. You will thank us. I don't know how I feel about this.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting, so it might be something to check out. Maybe see if it, I guess it depends on if it's your LCS. Well, it's a $24.99. I don't know how many LCSs are going to order it. And it's probably going to be shrink-wrapped, so you can't just, like, open it up and flip through it.
My LCS is pretty good about that. I've got one of the better shops as far as ordering in the indie stuff, especially hardcovers and that kind of stuff. So they would probably get a copy of it.
Yeah. There's something interesting. I see Alien Bounty Hunter trade paperback from Vault, but I've only gotten 2 issues of it. I haven't gotten issues 3 or 4 yet. So can they really put out a trade? Or have I missed those issues? I'll have to look into that.
It's not one.
Yeah. It looks like Animosity 14 and Animosity Evolutions number 6 is coming out. I'm really enjoying those 2 series. And you get Animosity Rise hardcover coming back. So, yeah. But I'm sure they'll talk about that more on the Aftershock Central podcast.
Yes, no doubt.
And it looks like now we're getting into the Archie stuff. So there's Archie, Archie and me, Archie Jumbo, Archie's Big Book. And then you get into the Army of Darkness. You know, I have never seen any of the Army of Darkness movies.
Nor have I.
So that may be why my... You know, some people love them. It's a cult classic. Until the comics could really be calling to them. Let's see. Now there's the Assassin's Creed. A bunch of stuff. There's some Attack on Titan. I see Baby Teeth, which is a really good from Aftershock. Backways from Aftershock, which 2 issues in, it seems interesting. Hey, there's the Barbarella 5.
Nope.
So... We kind of gave up on Barbarella.
I read 2 issues, and it wasn't for me. The artwork just did not do it for me. And the story just, I don't know, didn't appeal.
Okay. Looks like they're doing some Dynamite Battlestar Galactica trade paperbacks. I remember getting the floppies of those when those came out. That's about 7, 8, 9 years ago. So they're coming out with the trades for those. Oh, yes. Now we're getting into our first Boundless comics, Belladonna. We'll just go through 5 or 6 rows of that.
By Zenoscope.
Are they Zenoscope or Boundless? I think they're Boundless, aren't they?
There's a row of Zenoscope right below that.
Oh, is there? Okay. I'm going to take Martin's advice and say there's some good Zenoscope stuff out there. They just... have your cheesecake covers.
Sure there is.
For me, I don't do anything of that. Now you get into the Betty and Veronica stuff, which is more Archie comics. Big Trouble in Little China.
Here's one.
Which is a fun movie. I just don't know how it can translate into a franchise.
There's ones you miss. Another Aftershock title, Betrothed.
Mm-hmm.
Which looks kind of interesting.
I've read the previews on it, but the first issue hasn't come out yet, so.
I'm liking it because it's not, it doesn't look like it's a horror book, which Aftershock, if I have one slight criticism, is that they seem to be heavy on horror type stuff. But what the author on this is what intrigues me, the writer Sean Lewis, who wrote The Few, which was a 6-issue limited series from last year from Image, which is really good. So, I don't know. I may give that one a try.
Well, we'll see. Ooh, there's a Bitcoin comic handbook from Devil's Due. So you can learn all about your Bitcoin from a comic.
Oh, and here is a solicit for Billionaire Killers number 2 from Black Mask.
You think it's actually going to be there?
I'm not going to say it. I was going to make a promise, and just my luck, they would come out with it, and I'd have to fulfill it.
Well, what about that issue there of from Black Mask, a Black AF Widows and Orphans number 1? That's right there after the Bitcoin comic handbook. They'll come out with the issue 1. It's the issue 2 where it's kind of like...
They're really good on issue 1s, I say, but...
Oh, but look, there's going to be a black hardcover from Black Mask.
Now, that will probably... I'm not opposed in the future of buying collected editions when they come out, but I'm not buying any more damn single issues.
Because you know you're going to get the whole story?
Yeah. And that's another thing. They don't even do trades on all of their series. A lot of them don't.
Man, that's a $35 trade.
For six issues, that's pretty damned expensive. That's another thing about Black Mask, is that they never, ever, ever discount anything.
So do you have anything good to say about Black Mask?
Yeah. I enjoyed Kim and Kim, the two series, and they came out. I enjoyed them very much. And there's been some other things. They do good comics. They just don't print them out often enough for me to spend my money. So.
All right. So we get past that. So there's Blackbeard, Legend of the Pirate King, Blacklist, Blade Bunny, Blankets, Bloodborne. Hey, Bloodshot from Valiant. A good read there. Let's see. Ooh, there's the Boys trade paperback, which I think is volume one, which I think is getting turned into a. I can't remember if it's a movie or a TV show, but the Boys. I got that whole series. That was. I enjoyed it. It's not for everybody, but there you go. Let's see. Oh, there's BSG versus BSG. I don't know how I feel about that.
I'm not at all interested. Not at all.
I mean, I liked both series.
Well, I did too, but...
But I don't know if I want to see them together.
Well, especially, I think in one of these episodes, when Solicit I read, there is a encounter between Starbuck and Starbuck. Which...
Oh, I think I remember you mentioning that. I'm like, yeah, okay,
sense,
really?
But I mean, I'm not sure that's something I want to read about. But.
Nope. So... All right, moving on. Some trades. Ooh, there's a Caliban trade paperback from Avatar Press. I really enjoyed that. That was kind of like one of the, I think, I haven't gotten much Avatar lately, but I did get that. That's a Garth Ennis.
All right.
I mean, it's horror, for sure, along the lines of Alien. You know, it's a science fiction horror and such, but I really enjoyed that. There's a trade paperback. The art's pretty good. The story's pretty good.
Very good.
But I have the floppies. Let's see. And now we're into a bunch of more manga. And then there's Catalyst Prime Astonisher Issue 6. And then Catalyst Prime Incidentals. And Catalyst Prime Kino. And Catalyst Prime Noble. And Catalyst Prime Superb.
And
I'm enjoying the Catalyst Prime stuff.
I am too. But as of last week, I dropped all of them from my pull list. I'm not buying individual issues anymore. I'm going to wait for trades.
Yeah, it starts. I guess that's the problem with starting up universes, and when you start putting out a lot of issues, it starts to add up. And
yeah,
cost.
And that's here. It's a purely fiscal decision that I made. It's like, I'll just wait and get these in trades because I'm not that head up on having to read them as they come out. I can wait, you know, a couple months.
No, but
Lance Ford's putting out some good stuff. I dropped off my pull.
I mean, it makes a pretty big dent at $4 each. But they're putting out good stuff.
Very good stuff.
Let's see. Catstronauts. Okay, I think I'm going to skip that.
Same.
What do you see? Oh, Classic Illustrated. Have those come out before?
I don't remember.
Because I'm intrigued by the Classic Illustrated hardcover War of the Worlds.
That one looks pretty cool. That'd be the only one out.
It's because I'm a big old, I love turn of the century science fiction. H.G. Wells, Jules Verne, and I'm kind of like,
I loved H.G. Wells.
All right, so we'll skip past the Classics Illustrated. There's Colossi trade paperback from Vault Comics.
Yeah. So I must have finished that one.
There's Cold War 3, and I don't even, from Aftershock, and I don't even think Cold War 1's come out. But I guess this is April.
Yeah,
so February, March, April. So that's on schedule. But look, there's a Black Mask coming to me.
Yes, and this looks like a great book. I know Martin has said he's going to get this one. And it's a damn good looking book, but I'm not doing it.
But do you think issue 3 will be out in April?
Sure, it'll be out. Sure, absolutely.
Okay, it's solicited, so it has to be, right?
They wouldn't lie. They couldn't print it if it wasn't true.
True, True. All right. So let's see. Copra. I have no idea what that is from Bergen Street Press. Then you get Cosmo, which is from Archie Comics. Then there's your various Crossed, which is just too horror gore for me. I think that's your gore porn right there. Oh, there's The Damned from Ani Press. No, you still reading that?
After three, I got lost interest in it. Or it was interesting enough, but not enough to keep me buying it. I may go back and pick up the trades or find it, see if it's on Hoopla. But
yeah, I'm still doing the floppies, but I think at the end of this next arc, I'm going to do like you. I want to go to trade. I mean, I think I enjoy it. I think it's really good. It's an interesting take, yeah. You know, 1920s era gangsters with demons and things thrown through.
No, it's,
so
I'm
liking
well done.
It.
It's Cullen Bunn. It's, but I'm just, yeah, I'll probably go back and pick it up and or find it on Hoopla or get the trades through the library.
All right. So now we're getting into more Action Labs with the Danger Girl or Danger Doll. I'm sorry. So, not for me. So we're going to skip through that. And skipping through some stuff. Looks like we get the Deja Thoris from Dynamite Entertainment. Nope. But now we're getting into the Dynamic Forces, the different Action Comics 1000. And look at that. Who pops up first but the Brian Michael Bendis gold-signed editions of Action Comics 1000 for
$89.99. Nope.
Then he gets a regular signature for $38. Then Dan Jurgens for $38. Lee Gold for $300. Or Jim Lee for $300. Wow.
No. Wow. Not. That interested.
It's the signatures.
Yes.
Oh, but then you get to the Stan Lee Dynamic Forces Amazing Spider-Man 797 Stan Lee gold signed for $797.
Nope.
But there is the Dynamic Forces Batman Rebirth number one cover plus one package for $14.99.
Oh, crap. Wait a minute. Because I bought that when it first came out. This has been...
The Dynamic Forces cover?
I got it.
It looks like a Jay Lee cover.
I paid $20 for it.
Batman, versus, is that the first victim or is that Zaz?
No, I don't know who that is in the cover. It's
definitely a Jay Lee cover.
No, it's definitely Jay Lee. They did two of them. Well, this is the Dynamic Forces, but he also did the same cover in black and white. I'd like to get that one too.
Ooh, I bet it looks nice in black and white.
It does. This cover's nice. I mean, it's a nice cover. I don't know.
$14.99 is not a bad deal.
I don't know what this means.
And how many pages is it?
I'm not figuring out what this, because this came out.
It says nothing on there. It says manufacturer MSRP's $29.98 intro price $14.99 allocations may occur, and that's all it says on it.
See, I don't understand why they're reading.
But you know what? The most important thing. You know the most important thing about it. It looks like it's written by by King.
Yes. And this doesn't look the same. This cover doesn't look the same. I'm just looking at the... I have to go back and get it. I mean, it's the same... The drawing is the same, but the coloring looks slightly different. So they're reissuing this one for some reason. I'm going to have to follow up on this. Damn it.
Yeah, and we're through the rest of the Dynamic Forces various... covers being signed. I like the Ghost Rider. It looks like a Clayton Crane cover signed by Chris Sabella. There's a Greg Land Domino, but you know, it's all signature. And more Dynamic Forces. Oh, and then we're getting into Tokyo Pop, which is a bunch of manga, so we'll skip that. Boom. There's some Action Labs with Dollface.
Right. Some more, as always, EC Comic anthologies put out.
Ah, yes. Oh, I do see the Eternity trade paperback, which it was a very good series. I totally enjoyed that, the four issues of Eternity. There's some Alterna. There's like Fear Diaries.
Some more alternate one called Tinseltown. Already had one put on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm looking through the rest of this stuff. There's some manga stuff. Then there's some Game of Thrones from Dynamite. Some Zenoscope. Oh, there's Ghost Money number 9 of 10. That's getting close to the end.
Heathen number 7.
Ooh, Heathen number 7. I must have missed that.
So they might be coming back out.
That's been about... That's been about 6 or 7 months since Heathen 6. I really enjoyed Heathen, but they need to kind of get their release schedule fixed.
They do. Hillbilly, were you reading that when somebody was reading? No, it was Ronnie.
No, I didn't read Hillbilly.
Now, from Fantagraphics, if you like, they're re-releasing some of this. Hip Hop Family Tree.
Oh yeah, I saw some of that. Now these are these hardcovers or the trades or what?
Box sets, which I think are, these have to be trades. They're only like $30, and I know Fantagraphics.
Yeah, they got to be trades.
I know Fantagraphics. Well, I have to know that hardcovers would be at least $35 or $40.
Mm-hmm. So you get through with the Hip Hop Family Tree. Looks like we got some more manga. I see some Invader Zim. I think that was a cartoon on Nickelodeon or something back in the day. Mm-hmm. Guess not my thing. Oh, look, there's Jazz Maynard, Volume 2, Number 3. If we haven't said it enough, stop what you're doing and go out there and read you some Jazz Maynard.
Yes. Very good. Jimmy's Bastards from Aftershock, which may be coming... They've hinted that it might be coming to an end, but I don't know if they've ever said...
Yeah, I never thought it was an ongoing. I'm surprised it went past issue 6, so I guess it's maybe like a 12 issue or a 10 issue or something like that.
I have to ask Ronnie. He will know. He's in the know.
Let's see. So, yeah, there's some Jughead the Hunger. I think we touched on that briefly earlier. Oh, now we're back into Boundless Comics with the Jungle Fantasy. Ooh, I see a Lion Forge trade, Kino, Volume 1, Escape from the Abyss. I actually like the issues of Kino that I've read, so.
Red Sonja, Lady Death.
Mm-hmm.
A Liar from Big City Comics.
Yeah. And then a few Aspen, and then we're back into, there's a Scout comics. I haven't really seen much from Scout lately, or I haven't had anything that from Scout that's popped out to me.
Yeah, I haven't either, other than Heavenly Blues.
Yeah, I actually finally found issues 4 and 5 today.
Well, issue 5 just came out last week.
Mm-hmm. Now there's Looker, so it's another Boundless comic, so we can skip through 7 or 8 lines of that. I don't see any Love and Rockets. I see Love and Aardvarks.
Love and Rockets is... They only release it about once a quarter. Sometimes it goes even longer. And now you might say, well, why is that not Black Mask? Why don't you rag on that? Number one, they've made it clear up in front that they're not going to be coming out all that regularly. And number two, it's Love and Rockets. God damn it, it gets a pass.
What about Love and Aardvarks?
Not so much.
Oh, okay. All right, so there's Lucy and Andy Neanderthals. I think we'll skip that. I see Lumberjanes. I know a lot of people like that, but it's never been my thing. So, let's see. I'm down here counting the M's. Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. Nope, never did anything for me. That was after my time. There's Monstro Mechanica from Aftershock, which I've thoroughly been enjoying.
Very good title.
Ooh, look. It's the Motor Girl trade paperback. Where is the collected all of them in one hardcover for Motor Girl?
Well, there's... You're talking about the deluxe edition? You have to order that off the website, off of his website. That's the only place.
All 10 ish. Is it there? Oh, yeah. I need to go to his website.
There's only 1,000 of them.
All 10 issues?
Yep.
Oh, son of a... Only 1,000 issues?
You know, signed with some additional artwork. You better go out there if you want it. You better.
Oh, son of a... Okay. So I guess that's not being solicited here in previews.
I haven't seen it.
You gotta go get that.
I found out about it following him on Twitter. So, see?
Damn that Twitter. I guess I need to learn the Twitter thing. Let's see. Where's Ninjak again? Oh, that's a trade paperback. Noble. Trade paperback from Lion Forge. Some Pink Panther stuff. No.
Planet of the Apes.
Yeah. Yeah. We're kind of in the, like, dead area of the comic solicitations right here.
Well, it just depends on what you like.
Here's something that looks different. Pre-Code Classics from PS Art Books. Have you seen that before? Here's Spook. And then Web Mystery.
No, I haven't seen these.
I haven't seen that from pre-code stuff, because I'm going to like really enjoy the pre-classic stuff. Ooh, look there. Prisoner. The Prisoner. Kirby and Kane Artist Edition. Previously unpublished comic books based on the cult classic 1967 British TV show The Prisoner. From Kirby and Gil Kane.
I've never...
Ho-ho-ho!
That's interesting. That is interesting.
I'm trying to see how many pay. It's like, it's the original art edition.
$80.
It's $79.99, but they do not tell you how many pages.
Nope.
The first 6 pages of the Jack Kirby strip were inked and lettered by Mike Royer. The Gil Kane pages are pencils only. So I wonder if this was a newspaper strip.
I don't.
The way they sit there and said the Kirby strip. This is, and if you'll notice, that cover is the same as that Kirby cover from the floppies that are coming
out.
So this is interesting. Jack Kirby, written by Jack Kirby, Steve Englehart, art by Jack Kirby and Gil Kane. Uh-huh. Very interesting. Titan Comics. I don't know how their collected their artist editions are from them. I know IDW's is excellent. I don't know about theirs. Let's see. There's some more Valiant, Quantum and Woody.
Mm-hmm. Sonya, Rick and Morty.
Riverdale.
I saw something.
There's Robotech.
I misread something, and I got excited about it. There's one called Rift World Chronicles. And at first I read that, I thought it said Ring World, which is the Larry Niven.
Mm-hmm. Oh, but you've never read Rift World? Rift World's pretty good, too. But, yeah, Ring World's a whole other thing.
Oh, there's the Roman Ritual trade paperback. From
That was an interesting read.
It was interesting.
There's Robotech. I'm really enjoying Robotech. That's the trade. Looks like that's the trade. The second arc. Really, really taking it off from the 80s storyline, so it's its own thing. Rough Riders, Ride or Die. I have enjoyed
it's
Rough Riders.
Series.
Let's see, Rugrats, some more manga. Some even more manga. A little bit more manga. Hey, there's Shaft. You can't go wrong with Shaft trade paperbacks.
Nope.
And there is a Sheena cosplay cover.
Hmm.
I bet there's a lot of double-sided tape in that costume.
Undoubtedly.
The wonders of double-sided tape.
I don't hear the rest. I don't want to hear the rest of that, whatever that is.
Oh, you ever popular Simpsons comics from Bongo Comics? I guess they're doing pretty good because they're up at issue 243.
Yes.
And apparently there's some Smurf comics, but I want those are reprints of the... Aren't the Smurfs originally from Norway or something?
Don't know.
Oh, I saw Shaolin. No, that's not Shaolin. That's Solonin. I was hoping there was some more Shaolin Monk. So, hey, there's Songs for the Dead from Vault. I read the first issue of that. It was pretty interesting. Ooh, and there's an Alterna, Sonitus.
I've got that one.
Or Sonitus.
On my pull list.
Ooh, look, another Black Mass comic. Space Riders. The Trade.
Wow.
I don't even...
Wow, that's, again, a rare trade came from them.
Was it a... I don't even think I've even heard of those... That series to know that the issues have come out.
I saw them a couple times. That is crazy, crazy, crazy art. I mean, I kind of liked it. Just from flipping through it. Not enough to buy the things, but...
Oh, so you actually saw it on the shelf? Yeah. It was out there in the wild?
It was out there.
Oh. Ooh, look, Stabbity Bunny. 4.
Curious to see how the sales on that go, because I know number one issue sold out, like, in hours.
Yep. So. It's a very, very hot item. I see some Stargate comics. Ooh, but look there. There's Strangers in Paradise, 25, issue 3.
Starting out very good.
That's our Terry Moore.
Can't wait to see him at C2E2.
He doesn't put out enough stuff. But what he does is excellent. Hey, look, there's another Black Mass, Survival Fetish, number 1.
Yep.
And then we got some Tank Girl. And that time I got reincarnated as a slime. Hmm. And it's written in, looks like, Japanese. So, hey, manga.
There's another.
And there's another alternative.
I've got that one on my list to pull. I'm going to try that one.
Ooh, The Tick. You know, I've always enjoyed The Tick on TV, but I've never really read Tick in comic
I haven't either,
form.
I might try this. You skipped over Three Stooges Slaptastic Special. How could you do that?
Oh, well, there you go. Because, you know, it's Three Stooges. It's a classic.
Yeah,
it's,
but,
you know.
Slap physical humor, I don't know if it translates good into comic book.
Well, maybe it's like a 3D. With glasses.
Maybe.
All right. Okay, looks like we got some more manga. And then we got Uber, which I haven't been able to get into Uber. But then after Uber, you have Underdog, and I remember. I have many fond memories of the Underdog.
Yes, and all those show cartoons that came up that were related, like Tennessee Tuxedo.
Mm-hmm. You got it. Oh, look, Vamp Blade. Oh, I'll just skip by those. And then we have Vikings, which I guess is based on the History Channel show. And Voltron Legendary Defender. I think that might be one of the few Lion Forge titles I'm not reading.
I'm not. Nor am I.
Yep. And then there's a bunch of Walt Disney classic hardcover stuff. Some more manga. Ooh, there's the Wrath of the Eternal Warrior hardcover deluxe edition.
Hmm.
That was a great series. I wonder if that's all the issues.
I don't know.
Of Wrath all thrown in one. 1 through 14, The Awakening number 1, along with over 20 pages of rarely seen extras. Oh, yeah. Venditti. I'm sorry, Venditti. At $50, but you get the entire series plus The Awakening and then an additional 20 pages. That looks nice. That does look nice. WrestleMania, then Xena. There's some Exo Man of War. Oh, yeah, I think this is when he comes back to Earth. So that should be pretty interesting.
Yes.
And then we get The Wise, which is manga. And then we finish up with the ever-popular Zombie
which
Train.
Which Martin has said is worth reading. All right.
So there we go.
Yes.
What about from apparel or books?
Nothing, really. I don't think we need to be talking about that, especially since we're 2 hours and 15 minutes.
Oh, what's 2 hours?
Oh, I know.
Because, you know what I'm looking at if I go down into books? The Terry Moore Strangers in Paradise Gallery Edition.
Oh, wait a minute.
Second line. That doesn't come out in the
April.
Okay,
this is, well, that's Stranger. This is not the new Strangers.
No, but it's the gallery edition. It's, you know, it's the oversized artist edition of previous work. Right.
Interesting.
Take a look at that sucker.
$125.
12 by 17.
Wow.
200. It line screen on a heavy stock to approximate the look and feel of the original art itself.
Hmm. That's... We may have to look at that.
Smithsonian Deluxe Edition.
Yeah, that's high quality. That is high quality stuff. And it 12 by 17?
248-page large format hardcover.
Well, that may be... Yeah, 125 may be worth spending on that.
That is a nice... Like I said, I'm doing my first one with Lone Wolf and Cub. This may be my second one. But look right beside it. Discworld.
Yeah.
Oh, you never read any Terry Pratchett?
No, not much, no.
Yeah, I guess this section here is a little bit less than the comic stuff, as opposed to more into the art stuff.
Yeah. I think so.
But I had to bring up that Terry Moore gallery edition.
I haven't seen that. And that's worth looking at, because that's, for that price, for that quality, you know, Smithsonian binding.
Say you get that, and then you have them sign or do a sketch in it.
Yeah.
And then you're a happy Terry Moore fan.
Oh, yeah. And he's a happy Terry Moore for you buying it.
So, I guess this was an extra long previews review today. I don't know. Was that a lot? There was a lot of stuff in previews, or?
No.
Were we just waxing poetic on comics?
Well, we went off on a couple of side trips, but.
Too much whiskey?
No.
No, I think there's some good stuff
there
coming
out. There is. There's a lot of good things.
So, all right. So that's the previews in February here for books coming out in April. Well, scheduled to come out in April. They may come out in April. They may not. So we hope we've enjoyed that. If you want to do any comments to us, you can, you know, tweet us. I'm at UTENGR on the Twitter machine. Jay's at JayForgets. And I we're at Best of the Rest, BOTR Comics on the Twitter machine. And let us know what you think. Give us suggestions if you like us, if you hate us.
Yeah, especially if you hate us. If you hate
us,
let us know. We'd like to know that. But
exactly. So,
or you can write a review on iTunes. We'd appreciate that.
Oh, yeah, iTunes would be great. Is that the only way you can get us though on iTunes?
No, that's the only way you can write a review on iTunes.
See, I just don't understand how that works. That's just where my slacking ability and all that. Hey, we thank you for hanging with us tonight and going through previews again, and we'll see you next month on this, and we'll have a couple of episodes in between talking about other indie comics.